Hi, everyone. My name is Martin, and my body is 50% metal. No, I'm not Iron Man, although I've always dreamed of becoming one. I just had bad luck, and the doctors had to literally piece me together. But first things first, on the day the terrible incident happened to me, I was preparing to fly to another state. The thing is, I used to be a football player and played for the best school team that never lost. I was the captain, and I was proud of my tight-knit team. The guys were professionals. Yes, that's the right word. And, of course, it made our main opponents angry. They constantly lost to us and were second. Derek, the captain of the rival team, always said that sooner or later he would win. And he did it, but only because of the tragic situation. The next competition was to be held in another state, and we had to get there by plane. My parents were afraid to let me go alone, so they decided to fly with me. However, we got into trouble from the get-go. I lost our tickets. They simply vanished into thin air because I couldn't find them anywhere. I started panicking because we were late for the plane, but my parents calmed me down and said that they would buy tickets for the next flight. Unfortunately, we couldn't get to this one because all the tickets were sold out. The coach was very unhappy about it, but I convinced him that, despite all the troubles, I would still make it to the final training session and I would show my worth. When we boarded another plane, I felt uneasy all the time. I couldn't explain it, but it constantly seemed to me that something would definitely happen. And I had that premonition for a reason. The plane began to shake violently, and it wasn't a turbulence zone. We were informed that they had problems with one of the engines. I was so scared that I started feeling dizzy. The plane shook even more, and I passed out with fear. When I woke up, I couldn't feel my arms and legs. The state was amorphous and kind of weightless. I was so dazed that I couldn't even figure out where I was and what had happened to me. When I finally regained consciousness, I realized why I felt nothing. I had neither arms nor legs. It seemed to be a nightmare, but I just couldn't wake up. I couldn't believe that I had lost all my limbs. When I got it, I simply couldn't help bursting into tears. Well, who wants to be disabled at 16? I had a real hysteria, and the nurse heard it. She called the doctor. He sedated me and then said that I was very lucky to have survived the plane crash. "Where are my parents?" I asked at once. I was afraid that they were left without limbs too, or even dead. But the doctor assured me that they were in the next ward, and they were luckier because their injuries weren't as serious as mine. The doctor added that they had to literally piece me together, but my arms and legs had to be amputated so that the gangrene wouldn't go further. He called me lucky, but I didn't think so. My life underwent a 180-degree turn, and I just didn't know how to live on. After all, I used to be the captain of the football team, and I became a cripple who could do nothing anymore. You have no idea how difficult it was for me to get used to the idea that I became disabled. If I had lost only one arm or leg, I wouldn't have been so upset. So I started to feel really depressed. Only one thought made me a little happy. I was so grateful that my parents were alive and almost unharmed. When they saw me without arms and legs, they burst into tears too. My father promised that he would order artificial limbs so that I could move. They were too expensive for us, but Dad decided to sell all the cars and the country house. He took out a loan just to make me happy, and he also booked appointments with a psychologist so that I would recover faster. The plane crash also changed my parents a lot. They began to fear for my life, so they didn't let me go out. when I wanted to take a walk, they said that they could take me to the balcony so that I could get some fresh air. I could understand them, but they still went too far. I had few joys in my life, and they decided to completely chain me down. Even a psychologist visited me at home. But even this didn't upset me so much as the inability to play football. The guys lost that unfortunate match, but the opposing team was jubilant because they were able to defeat us for the first time. The guys said that it wasn't as important as my health. They tried to somehow cheer me up on the phone, and it even made me happy because I wasn't left alone with my problems and worries. I was helpless, and I could do nothing without arms and legs, but when they made artificial metal limbs for me, I became more independent. I started to learn to walk, eat, drink again. It was very difficult. I often gave up and said that I could never be the same again. But my parents insisted that I had to do that, otherwise I would spend my whole life within four walls, and that gave me an incentive. A few months later, I was able to walk. And even this was a blessing for me. My parents saw my efforts and even began to let me go for a walk, so I began to get back to normalcy. I nearly started to feel like a normal person until I met Derek. When he saw me, he said that his team no longer had rivals. Then he added with a grin that I had been a mediocre player, even without artificial limbs. At that moment, I wanted to hit him so much, but he just smiled unkindly and left. However, I soon learned that he got what he deserved. The guys from the team came to visit me for the first time and brought me a bunch of sweets. We talked and played board games all day, and I casually told them about meeting Derek. My story impressed my friends so much that they couldn't stand aside. On their way home, they met Derek playing at the football stadium. The guys decided to have a serious talk with him and even beat him for making fun of me. I found it out when Derek personally came to me the next day and apologized, admitting that he behaved like a swine. But it didn't surprise me as much as his offer, which I couldn't refuse. Derek said that his dad played sports with people with disabilities and offered me to join those guys for free. Well, it was much better than just sitting at home. At first, my parents were against it because they still feared for my life, and it took me much time to persuade them to sign me up for training, but I still achieved my goal. When I came to the first training session, many people were surprised to see me there. Well, of course, I was 50% metal when the rest of the guys had one or two artificial limbs. Physical exercise was very difficult for me. To be honest, I wanted to give up and never come back again. But Derek's father noticed that and said that I was a real Iron Man who shouldn't be afraid of any difficulties. And his words really inspired me. So I kept on training despite the pain and discomfort. The other guys looked at me and admired how I could train with so many artificial metal limbs. It was interesting to them, and they constantly watched me. Eventually, I made such progress that the coach decided to sign me up for competitions for people with disabilities. Not so long ago, I couldn't even imagine that someday I would participate in any competitions again because I couldn't get used to my new artificial body for a long time. But now I walked confidently, did sports, and even hung out with my friends. I no longer excited pity. I became a real superhero for everyone I knew. It empowered me, so I trained a lot. But still, on day X, I was worried more than ever. In addition, those competitions were also broadcast on TV. My parents were worried about me, but at the same time, they were very proud. I coped with most of the exercises brilliantly, but I failed the last one, so I was second. The loss threw me out of my stride. After that, I didn't want to talk to anyone. I relied too much on myself and ended up getting burned. My parents, friends, and even Derek, on the contrary, said that I did great. What on earth did they know about it? That victory meant much more than just a cup or a medal to me. And for some reason, I lost the desire to go to training sessions because of those competitions. I just wanted to come to terms with the fact that I wasn't an Iron Man at all. I was just an ordinary cripple who would rather stay at home. However, I was in for a great surprise. One day, I received a large package. It was a huge box, and the sender was Robert Downey Jr. himself. What? I couldn't believe it. I thought it was a stupid joke or some kind of prank. When I opened it, I was speechless because there were modern and expensive bionic prostheses in the Iron Man style inside. And there was a postcard with the best wishes from the actor who was watching those competitions. Oh my God, my dream of becoming Iron Man came true. I felt much more confident with the new prostheses. They even had artificial muscles, so now I could show myself to my fullest. People looked back at me, but they had no pity anymore. They looked at me with surprise and admiration because I began to stand out among them. I continued to go to training sessions and became a real star among the guys. It wasn't only thanks to bionic prostheses, but also thanks to my perseverance because I was able to perform even the most difficult exercises after a while. As a result, I won the next competition. My parents were crying with happiness, and I was blinded by camera flashes right away. I even have fans now. At that moment, I realized that one shouldn't fall into despair, even in the most terrible situations.